Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 53 of Joshua, volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Our title today is God Keeps Every Word He Promises. James MacDonald said, "When God promises, he's not saying I'll try. He means I can and I will." Our text today is Joshua 23, verses 14 through 16. "And now, I am about to go the way of all the earth, and you know in your hearts and souls, all of you, that not one word has failed of all the good things that the Lord your God promised concerning you. All have come to pass for you, not one of them has failed. But just as all the good things that the Lord your God promised concerning you have been fulfilled for you, so the Lord will bring upon you all the evil things, until he has destroyed you from off this good land that the Lord your God has given you. If you transgress the covenant of the Lord your God, which he commanded you, and go and serve other gods and bow down to them, then the anger of the Lord will be kindled against you, and you shall perish quickly from off the good land that he has given you." Joshua had enormous confidence in the promises of God because he had an incredible faith in the God who made those promises. He was so sure that God would keep his promises that he challenged the hearts and souls of the people. Joshua 23:14 records his statement of certainty. "And you know in your hearts and souls, all of you, that not one word has failed of all the good things that the Lord your God promised concerning you." When you know God never fails, you can boast in his faithfulness. Joshua knew that the people could not contradict his statement concerning God's word. Joshua was nearing the end of his life. Before he met God face to face, he wanted to make sure that the nation of Israel knew God would never fail them. If he can make the people realize the Lord's faithfulness, then they would have no reason to turn their backs on God in the years to come. So he challenged the people to keep their commitment to God because he always keeps his word. The challenge connects back to Joshua 8:34-35, when the people stood on Mount Gerizim and Mount Ebal, while Joshua recorded God's blessings and curses. It reads, "And afterward, he read all the words of the law, the blessing and the curse, according to all that is written in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses commanded that Joshua did not read before all the assembly of Israel, and the women, and the little ones, and the sojourners who lived among them." These simple and straightforward commands highlighted the conditions of the covenant God made with Abraham, found in Genesis 12. Therefore, as Joshua was nearing the end of his days on earth, he reminded the people that their blessings and curses depended on whether they obeyed God's commands. If they kept God's commands, they would live beneath his blessings. If they disobeyed God's laws, they would fall under his curses. God's word is the only truth that we can stand upon as the solid rock of our lives. The opinions of people and consensus of culture are as unstable as shifting sands. Joshua knew that his people's future success was directly tied to their willingness to stay totally committed to obeying God's word. God's word is a gift from him to be obeyed completely, not an optional guidebook to be consulted occasionally. In the same way, his laws are not unnecessary rules meant to keep us from having fun. Rather, they are essential commands meant to keep us at the center of his will, living lives of righteousness rather than regret. If anyone knew what it was like to live both in righteousness and with regret, it was the Israelites. They learned the terrible consequences of disobeying God at a place called Ai. They also knew God gave unbelievable victories when they fully obeyed him, like they did at Jericho. They were finally settled in the Promised Land, yet Joshua knew how easily they could waver in their commitment to God. Thus, he used his remaining time on earth to exhort them to remain faithful. He wanted the best for the people he had spent his life leading. and he was confident that God himself always wants the best for his children. Questions today. God always keeps his word, which means that he always rewards obedience, and sin always has consequences. How should God's faithfulness encourage you to commit to him? Why do you think it's so easy to waver between obedience and disobedience to God's word? What connections do you see in Deuteronomy 7, 9 through 10 to Joshua 23, 14 through 16? Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations, and repays to their face those who hate him by destroying them. He will not be slack with one who hates him. He will repay him to his face. You shall therefore be careful to do the commandment and the statutes and the rules that I command you today. Join me in prayer. Lord, thank you that you always keep your word. Teach us how to follow you so that we never waver from our faith and we obey you all our lives. In Christ's name, amen.